Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
(201) 2244, 888-201-2244, and we'll get you up and on the air today. There is an article that was posted this morning by McClatchy Newspapers. They own hundreds of newspapers around the country, like the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, that is the most detailed mainstream media report that I've seen about Goldman Sachs. Now, this tells us really nothing new that we didn't already know, but it's the first national publication to break down all the crimes of Goldman Sachs, who are private shareholders in the private Federal Reserve system. And so this will be news to the American people. And this writer, Greg Gordon, deserves the Pulitzer Prize, but they normally give that out to lackeys of the establishment who put out pro-globalist propaganda. But this is real reporting. And it is the first time I've seen it all boiled down in one place, and they have gotten some internal Goldman Sachs documents. So there is actually some new information here, but it verifies what we already knew. Goldman Sachs helped engineer the housing collapse, knew the whole time this was going to happen, and set it up so they could destroy their competition in the process. And it is just an absolutely amazing report. So we're going to be going over that today and dovetailing it with the Wall Street Journal admitting that the carbon tax is a world government plan run by the banks. I wonder how Rupert Murdoch allowed that story to come out today, and tie it also in with statements last week by the Duke of York, one of Queen Elizabeth II's sons. Banker bonuses minute, says the Duke. $50 billion in bank bonuses just over there in England and counting. He says that's a no big deal and that we should all thank the banks for the great job they're doing. So this is the let them eat cake attitude that we see. Also, a huge stack of really important news and information on the flu front. Headlines like boy rushed to hospital after swine flu jab. Public school nurses give swine flu vaccine to kids without parents okay, sends child to hospital. Countless local news reports of people being paralyzed from the swine flu vaccine, from other vaccines. The FDA admitting that the vaccines are paralyzing people. I know people who are getting sick from vaccines. I don't even have to read it in the news. But it's not really in the national news, though. It's all over local news in Texas and Kentucky and New York and Massachusetts and California. So we'll try to break this national, international media blockade where the national and international media, the big nightly news programs aren't talking about it, but all over the country, ABC, Fox, CBS, they're all reporting what's going on and the government's admitting it. Then I'm driving into work today and hear Dr. Dean Adell on the local station I'm on, 590, saying that it's all made up, nobody's getting sick from the shots, and that he's glad that conspiracy theorists aren't taking it because then we're all going to die and that's good for the gene pool to get rid of us. Just a bizarre statement. I mean, all I'm doing is reading newspapers and watching local TV newscasts that I see online. Because internet viewers get their news from the web, we get a wider spectrum. People that still only watch television or mainstream radio, they're in the dark. We'll break all that down after this one-minute break that's coming up. Have a host of other news items we'll be going over as well today. Stay with me.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us on this Sunday, November 1st, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, and we're going to open the phones up and be taking some of your phone calls today as well. But I would hope that callers would call in on the 4 or 5 big news items or news stacks that I have here, because I do want to get your response, your view on what's happening. There is a real gulf developing between internet news customers and people that only get their news from mainstream television and talk radio or their local paper. There is a real dichotomy here, a gulf, a separation. This weekend, I spent several hours searching the term paralyzed, Guillain-Barré syndrome, flu vaccine, bad reaction, and no exaggeration. My wife had to pull me away from YouTube alone because there were more than 30 local newscasts, and I printed a bunch of them off. If we have time today, I'm going to play some short clips because, A, we just can't sit here and play everybody else's news, but then B, people listening won't believe this unless they actually hear it. And then C, we don't have time to play all this on air. I mean, it's one thing if I played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What would happen if I played 30 plus? I mean, I printed them off. I printed off the pages where you can go to YouTube and find them. We've been linking to them up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. News report after news report after news report in D.C., in Virginia, in Texas, in Kentucky, in New York, in California, where the Food and Drug Administration admits, yes, you got paralyzed, you can't walk, you're having convulsions, or yes, your daughter died, or your father died from the Gardasil shot, from the flu shot. I mean, I've got stacks of these here in front of me. I mean, here's one. You can write this down, and anybody can go to YouTube. Jerry Edmonds, man paralyzed after routine vaccination. That's the headline. And that's just one. And then they have the FDA going, well, yes, it does paralyze some people, and it does make some people have convulsions. And it does kill some people, but that's the price we're ready to pay. Then I read the local newspaper or I watch national news, Fox, CNN, it doesn't matter. You've all seen it as well. And they're saying it's all conspiracy theories. No one's getting sick. There's no mercury. It can't cause Guillain-Barré's disorder syndrome. It can't sterilize you or hurt your fertility, your ability to have children if you're a man or woman. They have a federal program at the through the state health departments in public schools. The New York Times writes the curriculum. We wrote a story this week at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com about that with links to it, where they have handouts for the parents and their children at public schools. They send home with all of them all over the country. It's not an insert from the vaccine, the H1N1, or the regular seasonal. It's just a sheet saying there's no mercury, it can't cause Guillain-Barré, it can't cause neurological problems, it can't cause autoimmune disorders. But then we have the inserts that I've shown over and over again here on television, but don't believe me, go to FDA.gov and type in flu vaccine bad reactions or flu vaccine fact sheet. And you'll have the actual insert that comes with the vaccines, and it says may cause Guillain-Barré's or other neurological disorders, may sterilize you, may hurt your fertility, may give you autoimmune disorders, and it lists hundreds of them. So this is very insulting to anyone's intelligence who runs the mainstream media blockade. And by running the blockade, You've got local Fox and local CBS and local NBC and local ABC News all reporting the same thing. They go talk to the FDA. The FDA says, yes, the vaccines can hurt you or kill you. But then the national branches of Fox and CNN and all these other outfits, CNN has local affiliates around the country as well, like News 8 in Austin. There's a big separation. One group is lying, bald-faced, saying there's no mercury, saying it can't give you Guillain-Barre's, when if you go to the local drugstore and ask, not for the fact sheet they give you, that's a lie, but if you ask for the actual insert that came with the bottle, with the container, it will say everything I'm telling you. And then you're going to have to ask yourself a question. Even if you're for being vaccinated and trust the government and trust Big Pharma and trust the mainstream media, why are they lying to you and telling you that none of this is in the vaccine? And why are they lying and saying there's no bad reactions when there are? And why are they calling it a conspiracy theory? I mean, I was driving in to broadcast today. I was listening to a syndicated show that's on locally on a talk station, and it was a medical doctor, and he was on there laughing, saying the conspiracy theorists say that this stuff can hurt you and don't take it. And I'm glad they're not taking the vaccines because they're stupid and now they're going to die, and so their bad genes won't be passed on in the gene pool. And that's twofold deceptive. He's implying you're all going to die if you don't take the flu vaccine, seasonal or H1N1, when statistically, you know, there's 300 million people in this country and 36,000 die every year from the regular flu, the CDC states, and that's hyped as well. Most doctors say it's about 15,000. And this new H1N1 is killing about 10% statistically this far into the flu season that the regular seasonal does, so it's a very weak flu. Why is there all this hype surrounding it? Why do they want you to take it? So there's deception first by implying you're going to die if you don't take the flu vaccines. And then there's also deception in implying you're stupid and that you won't pass on your genes to the gene pool and that you basically deserve to die if you don't take the shot. When Reuters did a poll, a study earlier in the week, stating that more educated you are, the less likely you are to take the flu shot. In fact, that was in my stack. Will you guys find that and print it again? It's actually Burmese found it. It was Reuters. He's here. I cleaned my desk off from earlier in the week and forgot to dig it out. The problem is I've got too much information, too much evidence. So all I'm doing is watching local newscasts all over the country and in England where people are dying or getting debilitating disorders, paralyzed, convulsions, cheerleaders, doctors, lawyers, young girls are dying all over the place from the Gardasil shot. That's finally on the national news. I've been talking about that for 3 years. And finally, they admit every few days I see national TV reports. I heard NPR report. Oh, yes, people are dying from it, but it's a very small number and it's worth it. So go ahead and take it. But on all the other issues with the vaccines, they're lying about it. The national news is lying, and the government is paying to have fact sheets handed out to people that are lies. There is mercury in all of the flu shots. That's in the insert. And I just don't get, I mean, I know the media spins and lies, but this level of lying. So you have local news that's telling the truth generally, and then you have national media that's lying. And again, this is not our opinion. It's not local news thinks people are getting paralyzed or having convulsions from the vaccines. The FDA is on TV admitting it, but saying still the benefits outweigh the dangers. Even if you believe that lie, because we have the internal CDC documents saying, I wouldn't give it to my kids. Yeah, we've damaged millions of people. Yeah, it caused the autism. That came out in 2002, ABC News. But it's just so incredible. Then there's a whole nother facet to this. We have news reports all over the country, and I'm going to cover some of these, where the schools are forcibly injecting the kids with the flu shots, even when the parents say no, and the schools are getting caught. So we're going to cover that when we get back. And then an incredible McClatchy newspaper report on Goldman Sachs secretly bet on the U.S. housing crash. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Okay, I'm going to continue with the flu and all the different facets to this giant hyped up hoax that the mainstream media and Big Pharma is pushing. The Boston Globe reports that in a 2-week period, the flu vaccine makers, the five big companies, have had a $7 billion windfall. And they've spent hundreds of millions of dollars paying for all sorts of TV ads and public relations hype to scare the population. We're going to get into that. Then a report, how Goldman Sachs secretly bet on the U.S. housing crash. This individual, Greg Gordon with McClatchy Newspapers, deserves a Pulitzer Prize for what they've done. And we're going to get him on in the next week. Just a stunning article, how they basically engineered the whole thing. And this confirms what the different experts that we interviewed for Fall of the Republic stated, that Goldman Sachs is the center of this spider's web and didn't just lie about the housing market and set people up, but were actually involved in engineering it, as this report states, to bring down their competition. Because all the major regulators in the Federal Reserve and in the Treasury Department, all of them were former heads or top executives of Goldman Sachs. So they went and took over their competition like Bear Stearns and others. We're going to be covering that next hour. Also next hour, national media, especially big think tank run media owned by George Soros and the Democratic Party, has really been coming after me with nasty attacks. And I've talked to several high level media sources. One of them contacted me. I wanted to check into it, so I contacted one of my sources. And obviously, I'm not going to give you my sources. Journalism 101 is you burn your sources, you don't get sources anymore. That's how we're able to break so many major stories here. But this news deals with Alex Jones, yours truly, this talk show host, specifically. And the fact that I am on the White House enemies list, and they are coming after me. And I'm not scared. I'm not shooken up. But I am concerned. And it has a way of focusing me and really making me count the cost and think about why I'm on the air, why I have the two biggest alternative news sites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And it is a great responsibility, and it's exhilarating, but also bizarre to be listed now by the mainstream media as the most dangerous alternative media outlet in the world. Jason Burmes was up here working on his film yesterday, Invisible Empire. We produce films in this office. And he walked into the coffee room, and we have C-SPAN on in there. We have TVs on all over the building, different news, so we can catch it. And it was a big journalism conference. We have these video clips. I'll probably play them on tomorrow's radio show. I may even play some next hour. But the point is, they opened the conference. This was Washington Post reporters, New Republic reporters, talking about how important I am, how big I am, how I have an international following, and how I'm basically a threat to the establishment. And I'll be honest with you. I never intended, when I set out 14 years ago on local access TV and then 13 years ago on local radio and then syndicated 12 years ago, limited syndication, smaller show, to turn into what it has become today. And I'm just having to assess what I've gotten myself into. I mean, I'm glad I've gotten myself into this because I want to stand up against corruption and lies. But I never thought that I would have to be the man for the job. I never wanted to be the leader. I never wanted to read major newspapers reporting that I am surveilled by the U.S. Army. I mean, I'm a guy who carries the trash out in the morning and cooks my children breakfast with my wife, and who just tries to tell the truth. And the truth I'm telling is so dangerous to the establishment, ladies and gentlemen, that I do get death threats. A lot of dirty tricks are carried out against us. And the heat is intensifying to a level I'd never before seen. I don't spend a lot of time on the broadcast talking about this, but I'm being forced to more and more discuss it, just so the fact that we can defend ourselves, and so listeners and readers of our news websites and viewers of my films will understand what we're facing and support us and redouble your efforts in supporting us and redouble your efforts spreading the word about this radio show and the films and the websites, because we're doing something right. We're doing something right. And that's why we have the establishment coming after us. And we're making history here. So I'm going to talk about that in the last 20, 30 minutes of the radio show today. I need to get going, though, with all the flu news and the adverse reactions and the illnesses and the deaths being reported all over Europe by mainstream media and the national news blackout here in this country. There's a national news blackout. It's all over local news here inside the United States, and I want to give you some of those sources and also talk about how public schools are forcibly inoculating children from Kentucky to New York, even when the parents say, you are not allowed to inoculate my child. And this is even shocking yours truly. I mean, it's one thing to read government documents and know they're setting up world government and that we have a tyrannical scientific dictatorship forming. It's another thing to be inside the New World Order now and to have Ban Ki-moon, the head of the UN, Secretary General, write an editorial that was published in hundreds of papers last Sunday and Monday, admitting that world government is here, using the term world government, admitting the carbon tax is meant to destroy our industrial capacity and to take over our lives. I mean, it's one thing to do the research and to intellectually know this. It's another thing to see it actually unfolding and then to know that good things are happening. People are starting to wake up, but are they waking up too late? And then to realize, if I am the biggest threat to the New World Order, along with my audience, it's the audience, it's the real threat, that is a sad state of affairs. And it's also something I never bargained for. And there's no turning back. I mean, I wouldn't have done anything different. It's just, it's so big. It's so incredible. And I just pray that God gives me the strength and the courage to do what has to be done. And I'm just now really admitting to myself just how important we are. And the responsibility is hitting home. I want to add a program note. We have a new affiliate. We've been on 590 AM, the number one talk station in Central Texas. News Radio 590 KLBJ for, I guess, 3 years now. They are now simulcasting all of their great radio shows and informative local news on 99.7 FM in Austin, Texas. 99.7. So a new affiliate as well. We are back live. Thank you for joining us. We're also simulcasting in living color, streaming on the web at prisonplanet.tv. You can follow along. We play video clips. Radio listeners, obviously, you get the audio. We show you the news articles we're discussing here on air. This is a lot better of a studio than most of the talk show hosts, even national talk show hosts, that you see that have the proverbial webcam. We do a full television transmission here with the robotic cameras, the lighting, the whole nine yards, because it adds an entirely new dimension to everything. So for all the radio listeners, you can watch the show at prisonplanet.tv. We also archive it there for everybody to watch it how you want, when you want, where you want. And we have over 200,000 people a day downloading the free podcast we put out 6 days a week at InfoWars.com there on the listening page. Okay, let me get into the flu news, then some banking news. And then, as I said, in the last two segments, in the last half hour tonight, I'm going to talk about this radio show, my little media operation that's turned into an alternative media empire. That's how the establishment bills it in all their publications now. The fact that we're going to try to step up our game because of the responsibility we have. I have been kind of psychologically in denial for several years about how big we really are. For people that haven't ever experienced this, it's quite a weight. And to know that the mainstream media is publicly saying I must be destroyed and demonized and lied about is shocking. And I bought a movie because I'll a lot of times watch news when I'm on the treadmill. But more often than not, I'll buy DVDs at Blockbuster or at Best Buy or wherever, and I'll watch them while I'm jogging. And I watched a film I saw 9-10 years ago when it came out. I saw it in the theater with Russell Crowe and Al Pacino, and I watched it in the last 2 days while I was jogging on the treadmill, and it was called The Insider. And I was watching that movie that's based on a true story dealing with the tobacco companies. And it really hit me that in the movie, the wife divorces him and they're crying when they're getting death threats. And they're crying when they send the FBI to try to set him up. And, he barely makes it with the stress and he's this big hero. He goes through all this and it's a true story. And then they won't let CBS News air the piece about how they know the cigarettes are poisonous and addicting, and they put additives in to make it more addictive than crack. And they've all, this has all come out in court now, and the tobacco company's lost, and it's now part of the public record. But before this, in the early 1990s and mid-1990s, it was a conspiracy theory to say that cigarettes could kill you or that cigarettes were addictive and that additives were put in them to make them more addictive. And I just thought about on so many levels watching that movie, it did really wake me up. I don't want to say shook me up, but I guess it did kind of shake me up because I thought, wow, in this movie, they send them death threat emails. They have people in their yard at night. They put bullets in their mailbox. They make him lose his job. And I thought, I've gone through, no exaggeration, probably 20 times what this guy went through. And my wife is so great that even though we have three children, she just says we're going to fight them that much harder. And when I met my wife, she wasn't even into this stuff. She didn't even really believe it all. And then over the time, she found out it was real. And I didn't go out and meet a woman who I liked. It was my girlfriend who had to agree with me. I've been with her now for 11 years. And it just really hit home how much my wife has put up with. Dead animals put on our front porch. People calling up saying, I see your little dog in the backyard. And she looks out and there's the little dog. Oh, your little dog's getting a drink of water. I can't wait to kill your dog and, rape and kill you. And they're there at your house. And to have the army watching us and to have been physically attacked before and told to shut up with four guys pounding on me and to have all the other harassment that goes on and the COINTELPRO and the ways they try to set me up and the lies and to watch in the movie, which is based on a true story, how they created this fake dossier on him of all these lies and things he didn't do or things they took and twisted. And I just realized it's admitted I'm on the White House enemies list. They openly announce that they're coming after me on television and in newspapers. And I just sit here and take it like it's no big deal. And my wife sits here and takes it like it's no big deal. And it's just crazy. It's crazy. And I realize that I've never tried to be a macho person or a tough guy, but my whole life I really have been macho and a tough guy. And it's a good thing I've got a wife and a family that are strong people as well. But I guess we all are Texans, and you know, I'm proud of my roots and my ancestors, and we're not cowards, and we're not going to run. And we're in the right, and what we're doing is important. And look how many people I have reached over the years going past the threats and the attacks and all of it. All right, I said I'd cover this at the end of the show, and I do have a lot of news I want to get to. And I am going to take some calls today, but specifically on the flu. Okay, we don't normally screen your calls, but occasionally I only want callers on certain subjects. We can talk about Goldman Sachs and it coming out in McClatchy newspapers. They got the documents that Goldman Sachs knew the whole time what was going to happen with the housing bubble, did it on purpose, controlling federal regulators to use it to be able to shut down their competition and make tens of billions of dollars. You know, those are the subjects that I want to discuss here and that I want to hear from you. Are they trying to force your children to take it? Are they trying to force you to take the shot at work? Do you know someone who's been paralyzed from it? Specifically, that's what I want to hear from you on, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And if you're listening locally in Central Texas, you can also call us on 512-646-1776. Okay, recapping what I covered at the start of the radio broadcast. National TV and the public schools are reporting and handing out flyers that say there's no mercury in the shots, it can't cause neurological disorders, it can't cause autoimmune disorders, and it can't sterilize you or hurt your fertility. When the inserts on all five of the H1N1 vaccines state it can do all of those things. But then meanwhile, we have local CBS, ABC, Fox, you name it, all over the country, we have these linked up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, reporting that this is happening and that people are getting hurt. And the FDA is on the local TV shows admitting that these are side effects. So to me, I don't know about you, this is a big news story that, I mean, that's all I do here is I point out absurdity. Here's all these local newscasts and doctors and people reporting this. And then the national news is saying it doesn't exist and it's a conspiracy theory. And if I'm a radical and a bad guy for pointing this out, then so be it. I just think I'm normal. And I mentioned at the start of the show, Reuters reports in U.S., less education means more H1N1 concern. And it goes on to say that they talked to 3,003 U.S. adults, and people with higher education and higher incomes are not taking the flu vaccine. But they spun it to just say they're not concerned about it. No, they're educated. They read the insert. Not the propaganda on the news, and so they don't take it. And I mean, don't believe me about this. Just go to a search engine for yourself and type in man paralyzed after flu shot, woman paralyzed, girl dies. I mean, I've got the headlines all right here. Look at this. Belfast Telegraph. I mean, this is out of Ireland. Boy rushed to hospital after swine flu jab, and he was given the shot, and they admit he's had a bad reaction and is paralyzed from it. Here's New York Daily News. Public school nurses give swine flu vaccine to kids without parents' okay, sends child to hospital. And then it just lists all these New York schools giving shots to children even when the parents say no. And then every time they get caught, they say, oh, we screwed up. Same story in Kentucky. Same story in Texas. Same story in California. I've got all these reports here. So we'll go over all of that and take your phone calls when we come back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're now heard in Austin on 99.7.
A nationwide swine flu shot effort might come up short with only 140 million doses ready by October.
So the feds say health workers and pregnant women will be at the top of the vaccination list. But Comfort's Brian Johnson says a local couple has a warning.
Doctor said
Jerry Emmons got a tetanus and a pneumonia shot in June. Now he's in a wheelchair, his legs paralyzed, his arms weak. The shots caused Guillain-Barré syndrome.
I could be over this in 6 to 8 months. I mean, up walking and everything.
You hope?
Yeah, I hope.
I have to be here 24/7. It's like taking care of a baby again. And it's not fair to Jerry.
The Centers for Disease Control says inoculations can trigger the progressive paralyzing Guillain-Barré syndrome. The Emmons worry about plans for a massive swine flu vaccination program.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that is 1 minute of one of more than 30 local newscasts from around the country saying the same thing. Now, that was one from just the regular shot, the regular seasonal. We are now getting newscast, and we'll play some later if we have time, clips of them, where they're admitting this is happening and saying, yes, it can do this, and yes, it did do this. The clip you just heard was from KOMO Channel 4. And if you will just go to YouTube and type in man paralyzed, woman paralyzed, cheerleader paralyzed, girl dies after shot, you can read where they are admitting it. You can watch the videos. You can go follow the links to the TV station. And you can spend hours and hours watching these, and then you can turn on national news and hear them say, none of this is true and none of this is happening. Now, a whole nother issue is that Kentucky, California, Texas, Massachusetts, New York, scores of newscasts, I mean, I'm now seeing them without looking 5 or 6 times a day, reporting that the schools are lining the kids up even when the parents say no and giving them the shots when there's no law they can do that. This is what the government did 70 years ago, sterilizing over 500,000 people. They would just come get your kids and sterilize them under the Eugenics Act. The government is out of control. And I look at this report out of the New York Daily News. This is just one of scores. And this one article, headline, public school nurses give swine flu vaccine to kids without parents okay, sends child to hospital. And then it just lists the children and lists the schools, and the schools say, oh, we just made a mistake, even when the parents tell them don't do it. In another case, in Kentucky, this little boy was given the flu vaccination, and the medical doctor had told him, since his son was already sick with other illnesses, and that's on the insert, that he was not to be given it because he had asthma and can cause an autoimmune response, an inflammatory response, and can kill him, and they still did it. They still did it to his son. And we're only finding out about the cases where they go to the hospital. They give him the shot or they give him the nasal vaccine and they go into convulsions or they start having asthma attacks. And we only hear about the cases where they go to the hospital. Now, in the last 2 months, we got scores of phone calls on air. And many of you listening heard them, where people would name the school district, where their child would come home and say, I was given the seasonal flu shot. They would call the school and the school would lie about it. And then later it came out they had. Now that's in the news, that the schools are lying at first, saying we didn't give your son or daughter the shot. So there's several issues here, not just the efficacy and the safety of these vaccines, but more importantly, why are they lying about it? I mean, even if you believe in all of this, why are they lying? Why is this a good thing? And I have articles out of the U.S. and England. Here's one. England's chief medical officer calls H1N1 vaccine resistors extremist for putting up posters around England saying the shot could be dangerous. Times of London reports. But a separate British news reports, half of doctors are refusing to take swine flu shot themselves, and a majority of German doctors are refusing, and it's now come out even in Time magazine. We first reported this a month ago. It's now in Time magazine, the current issue. You can read it online. The headline is a better flu shot. And then you read how in Europe, the military and the government officials are given flu shots without the squalene, without the mercury, without the aluminum, without the interleukin-2, without all the adjuvants that accelerate the autoimmune response and kill people. That's what's causing the hemorrhagic type fever in the lungs, the autoimmune response. That's how they're filling in an hour and killing you. And then they admit in these reports that the first shots that were given weren't shots at all. They were nasal. Remember, the first vaccine that went out a month ago was nasal live virus. And they admit on the insert that it can breed the virus, it can mutate in your sinus cavity, and then that spreads it. So the drug companies first put out an inoculation that spreads it. I mean, this is so huge, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul, we have a video, Congressman Ron Paul. You're looking at the number one Republican contender in 2012, by the way. Ron Paul questions why Obama daughters haven't taken the swine flu shot. He first questioned this 2 weeks ago. They still haven't. Here's that Time magazine article. In Germany, a better vaccine for politicians. In fact, zoom in on that with the document cam for prisonplanet.tv viewers. That's Time magazine, Germany, a better vaccine for politicians. And then it admits it. I mean, here's another one out of Sweden. Deaths in Sweden is the headline from the flu vaccine. Deaths. I've got the London Telegraph saying the same thing. I mean, this is just amazing. And then meanwhile, I'm being demonized by Salon every two or three days, the big government organ. I'm being demonized by the New Republic. I'm being demonized, the White House. Lamar Alexander is now giving a speech confirming that people are on a White House enemies list. It's been in other newspapers. And then I talked to a high-level reporter 2 days ago who told me, who called me and said, you better watch it. We've seen documents that we're not able to publish at this time that you are near the top of the list and that you are targeted for destruction, whatever that means. Well, we know what that means. They're lying about me. They're demonizing me. They're doing COINTELPRO operations to have alternative media who are paid for by the government attack me and lie about me. And I'm going to talk about this next hour. But I mean, the point here is that I then called another high-powered reporter I know, and they said, yes, that's going on. Look, all I'm doing is I bring all the news together and show people the inconsistencies and the lies. And for some reason, no one else seems to be doing that. So this radio show is so effective. I mean, we are reaching over 2 million people a week on the radio, over 2 million people a week separately with individual unique visitors to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it's growing. That's what scares the establishment. You go to the Alexa.com ratings, all the other rating services. Our numbers are going parabolic, straight up. And this isn't an ego trip. It's actually freaking me out. But it's freaking me out on so many levels. Why am I bad? Why am I so evil? I'm not evil. I'm telling the truth, and the establishment is scared. And that shows they're weak. It shows they're not invincible. And that's the exciting thing about this. And I've undoubtedly paid a great price and will pay an even greater one in the future. And I'm glad for what I've done. I'm proud of my work. But I do want to tell listeners and supporters, we need your support now more than ever. And if I'm going to get burned by these people, I might as well get burned for really, really hurting them. So please spread the word about the podcast, the internet streams, your local AM and FM affiliates, however you're listening to us. Shortwave, satellite, XM carries us on the weekend. Because The establishment isn't in total control. That's why there's so many local newscasts telling the truth. That's why McClatchy Newspapers has come out confirming everything I've said, everything the economists and experts we interview in the Obama deception and Fall of the Republic say. That's why we're so dangerous, was because we were telling everybody this a decade ago. We reached millions of people, tens of millions. I've done thousands and thousands of radio interviews, TV interviews. It was funny to make fun of Alex Jones in the past, and the establishment used me as like a clown to try to discredit people, but it backfired on them because now my films have been seen over 100 million times for free online conservatively. That's been reported on by mainstream media. And so we told everybody what was happening beforehand. Now it's all coming true, and we're like rising like a Saturn rocket into the sky. And I've got the enemy really starting to open up on me with bigger guns. And my gut tells me I'm in for some really, really rocky high seas. And we're battening down the hatches. We're full steam ahead, trusting in God and trusting in our supporters. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we are making history. Not just this radio show and my team, but all of you who've carried the ball and spread the word. God bless you. We're going to come back with a second hour, take your calls, get into a bunch of other news. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live. I'm going to start taking your phone calls. I'm going to get into more flu news, financial information, some other key international news dealing with the dollar. Right now, let's go to Rodney in Virginia. Rodney, you're on the air. Welcome.
Jones, like you just said, it's Rodney in Virginia. I got a comment about the swine flu and the swine flu vaccine. My wife is 20 weeks pregnant, and we went to her OB appointment last week, and they were pushing the swine flu vaccine on her. And I asked the nurse that told her about the swine flu vaccine that she needed to go get the swine flu vaccine. Well, what about the mercury in it? Let me just say, last weekend was the first time I ever listened to your show, and you mentioned the mercury, and I'm not the type of person that will just automatically believe everything I hear. So I actually went and looked at the insert and looked at the information and got the information firsthand for myself. And I asked her, you know, my wife's not allowed to eat the fish that's harvested from the local waters here because of the high mercury content and because of the damage it can cause to the baby. And yet they're pushing this vaccine that is going to cause brain damage to my unborn child. And I asked the nurse about it, and they're not even educating the medical professional. She had never even heard about the mercury content.
Well, up until 6 months ago, all the inserts, and they still say don't give it to pregnant women, but the media is saying give it to pregnant women now. And did you not see where it said mercury on the insert?
Yes, I did. That's the reason why. I mean, I went to the pharmacy where they're doing the vaccines at and asked, can I see the information on what information do you have on this? I want to read with my own eyes from the information you have that this is safe for me to give to my wife because everything she takes affects my child, you know? And like I said, I'm not the type of person. I'm not one of those highly educated people you were talking about earlier. I swing a hammer for a living. Carpenters build America as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, we have a responsibility to question everything we're told, especially when it comes to the health.
Because if they're lying to you about that, what else are they lying about? Well, good job,
exactly.
Rodney. We are getting reports of miscarriages after people take the shots, the vaccine. So it's your decision, but folks, you better think twice. Let's go ahead and talk to Tracy in Illinois. Tracy, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Wanted to just let you know, I received a notice in the mail from the state of Illinois for the National Medical Support Notice, even though this hasn't passed yet, but I've been informed that when medical insurance coverage is ordered through employment, the National Medical Support Notice is sent to the employer or union to enforce the requirement to enroll the employee's dependents in a health care plan.
Just to be clear what you're saying, and I'd read this in the news, people are already getting letters saying it's the law, you've got to have insurance, even though the health care bill hasn't passed. Kind of like they admitted the NSA was spying on Americans without warrants for decades before Congress passed a law saying they could do it. And so they haven't even passed the law yet, but they're sending you a notice.
Yes, that is correct. I mean, I think it's a crock that, you know, Congress is up there debating this. And they're already sending out the paperwork saying this is going to be the way it is. And, you know,
will you do me a favor? Will you scan that in and email it to Aaron with two A's at Infowars.com and write a few paragraph blurb, and we'll get that up because that is important. In fact, do you have that in front of you, Tracy?
Yes, I do.
Tell you what, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back, talk a little bit more about the flu. Then I'm going to go back to you, and I want you to reintroduce the topic, because some stations don't carry this five-minute segment. And because I want everybody to be able to hear this, very, very important. And then we'll continue with Flu Fighter Kevin, Dave, and many others. The toll-free number to join us, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244 on this live Sunday, November 1st, 2009 edition. I'm Alex Jones. Our new film, Fall of the Republic, is out. It is up to you folks to carry the ball. I've made the film. It exposes the whole ball game. Get it out to people.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are going to your phone calls here in just a moment. Last hour, I played a mainstream news TV clip where a man, the FDA admits and his doctors admit, was paralyzed by the seasonal flu shot. The inserts on the seasonal and the H1N1 say it can give you Guillain-Barré's disorder. It can give you a bunch of other neurological disorders. I was on a local talk station, the FM sister station to News Radio 590 here locally in Austin, which itself simulcast on 99.7. But Tuesday morning, I was in studio for the whole radio broadcast of the Dudley and Bob show. And I'm friends with Dale Dudley. And he told me that after he got a flu shot about 6 months ago, that he got numb and paralyzed. He couldn't move his fingers, couldn't hold a pen, went to all these specialists, and medical doctors told him, you have the onset of Guillain-Barré's disorder or inflammation of the brain, and it was probably from a vaccine. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I know people who are being affected by this, and there are literally hundreds of newscasts. I watched over 30 last night, just searching the term on YouTube alone, where and in every case they say, yes, doesn't happen to most people, and it's good to still take the shot, but it did make this young, healthy woman and paralyze her, or this woman's having trouble walking, or this woman's having convulsions. And that's all on local ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox. They're all reporting it, and it's not debated. And then national news says it's a conspiracy theory. It's not happening when it's on the drug insert. It's on the vaccine inserts. Do not believe me. I've probably done 50, 60 more shows. In fact, print it again. I cleaned my desk off. FDA.gov, reactions to flu shot, and then the actual sheet. I'll show it later in the show on PrisonPlanet.tv. And for radio listeners, I'll give you the actual URL. You know, because I'm not going to just say, but then don't believe me when I show you the insert that says it can brain damage you, give you autoimmune disorders and all of this. I want you to go to the local drugstore and say, I don't want your fact sheet. A lot of them will give you a lying sheet with all these lies saying no mercury, can't paralyze you, can't give you autoimmune disorders, can't give you cancer, doesn't. You know. But then you get the insert and it says all that on there. Read the fine print and then ask, why are they lying to you? Why were they told to lie to you? Let's go ahead and just play a minute or so of one Fox News piece out of D.C. This is the local Fox affiliate in D.C. Here it is.
Right off the top tonight, a shocking side effect to a routine vaccination.
Just started a flu shot.
You heard her right. A regular flu shot gone horribly wrong. Tonight, the warning this woman wants everyone to hear.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Brian Bolton.
And I'm Sean Yancey. A few weeks ago, Desiree Jennings was training for a half marathon. Tonight, she's struggling to walk, talk, even eat, left disabled by a very rare reaction to a seasonal flu shot. Claudia Coffey has more on this serious side effect.
The vast majority of doctors say flu shots are safe. In this case, the FDA says they found nothing wrong with this particular batch, but sometimes there are complications. And that's apparently what happened to Desiree Jennings. And now her life will never be the same.
Here, 26-year-old Desiree Jennings is the picture of health. She's a Redskins cheerleader ambassador and an avid runner. Her life changed forever on August the 23rd when she says she got a seasonal flu shot at a local grocery store.
I was training for a half marathon.
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when I tell you there are hundreds of local newscasts, in fact, let's just do this for everybody on air, and later I'll play it. Google girl dies after Gardasil, and because it's a shot for girls. And we could play for the next 10 hours. We could play newscasts back to back, never playing the same one where people die. And they go, oh, yes, it's a reaction, but it's still good. You're dead now, or you're paralyzed now. It's not just the flu shot, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. This is from this FDA.gov, and it's got the mercury, everything. In fact, I'll just underline the mercury part. And it says Guillain-Barré, brain damage, sterilization, miscarriage. Here, we'll just zoom in on the mercury part. I actually have a copy of this. It's all highlighted, but there it is, mercury. This is from FDA.gov. I don't know. Maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist. Okay, I'm going to shut up and take calls. Just now, all over the country, they're forcibly injecting children. They don't have a law. They're just doing it and telling the parents, go to hell. I just read New York Daily News, and the kids go to the hospital after the shots. You only hear about the ones that fall down having convulsions. And the hospitals don't deny they've had a bad reaction. They say, yeah. And you should take the shot. See, they just throw it in your face. Tracy in Illinois, you're on the air. Then Flu Fighter, who says he's in the military, Kevin, Dave, and others. Go ahead, Tracy.
Yes, I had called in here. I received the Illinois Employer Handbook, and it's a guide to Illinois new hire reporting, income withholding, and the National Medical Support Notice processes, in which it says under the heading National Medical Support Notice, when the medical insurance coverage is ordered through employment, the National Medical Support Notice is sent to the employer or union to enforce the requirement to enroll the employee's dependents in a health care plan.
Well, okay, and here already, in Illinois, now the news did report a week ago, believe it was Reuters, we can pull it up, that the Obama administration has Health and Human Services already ordering the state health departments, total violation of the 10th and 9th Amendment, total federal takeover. We hear the White House saying, oh, the states will decide, but that they're already ordering people without the law even passing, the 1,900-page behemoth that has the death panels. In fact, I have that here in my stack, mainstream news, that has the public option, that has the fines if you don't have health care. They're lying again, already sending it out before it's even law, ordering you to prepare to be forced to get health insurance.
That's right. I mean, it's outrageous that they can do this. You know, this is the United States of America, not the corporate states of America.
Well, the issue here, I mean, there's twofold. It's a violation of states' rights, and the White House is lying, saying that states will decide. It's in the bill they won't decide. It does have rationing. It's just totally un-American to make you get the insurance. What it is a tax.
Yeah, I believe it's a tax on everybody, just like you've been talking. You know, it's just another tax, like the green tax is going to be coming. You know, it's just, they won't be satisfied till you're completely working for them, and every penny you get, it goes to them.
And I'll show this article again on air. It's Insurers Stand Against Committee's Plan, Wednesday, October 14th. I was in an airport 2 weeks ago and picked this up. Now, I already knew the insurance companies wrote the bill. And then the controlled media says, oh, the insurance companies are fighting it. No, this is the head spokesman for the Healthcare Insurers of America, the lobbyist spokesman for all 1,300 members. And they brag in here, we wrote this bill. But we're going to fight it if it doesn't have big fines and doesn't force you to have coverage. So Obama had it added back in. The insurance companies wrote this stinking thing. And the media says they're against it. Even the headline's deceptive. They're threatening to pull out if the bill isn't written the way they want with the forced
health care. Yeah, they're all wired.
I mean, here's the Wall Street Journal. But again, the headline's deceptive. It has the statements from the healthcare industry. From the healthcare insurer industry. Well, listen, send me that notice, because it's one thing to have Reuters spinning it going, oh, Obama's already telling people they have to get healthcare or they'll be fined. But I want to have the actual notice. What's the headline on the notice? I bet we can find it online right now. What's the headline on that Illinois version?
National Medical Support Notice. It's from an Illinois Employer Handbook, Illinois Department of Healthcare and Family Services. A guide to Illinois new hire reporting, income withholding, and the National Medical Support Notice processes.
What's the code number for the Illinois Department of Health? What's the code number? It'll have a document code number.
Let's see.
Look at the bottom. Bottom left or right hand corner.
Well, this is just a pamphlet, and yeah. I don't see any kind of code number on here.
Oh, we just found it. Here it is. We have it on screen right now. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Important call. Yeah. Yeah, they haven't even passed the law yet, but they're already doing it. I mean, this government is completely criminal. This is a new tax to the banks. The banks want this. The government gets part of the money. It gives it to the private banks. The insurance companies owned by the banks get the other money.
was a highwayman.
Yeah, I've got the Illinois State Handbook. It says, written by the feds, notice to withhold for health coverage. And it looks like the caller's right. I did see a blurb about that in the news, that they're already getting ready with the bureaucracy to withhold money from your check to make you get insurance. Just incredible. Okay, listen, I want to go to your calls a little bit quicker now because I have some other financial news I want to get to. And I also want to talk about how we're on the enemy's list of the White House. But right now, let's go to Flu Fighter in military. That's what the caller info is. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, sir. Just to refresh your memory, I called you about 2-3 weeks ago. I needed your help to give me some information on what I could give the military so I wouldn't have to take the swine flu inoculation, which I haven't been nailed with that yet. And they seem to have backed off a little bit from what I could tell.
But that's because a lot of the officers are refusing.
Somebody was telling me that they know of some sort of a something that the higher rank officers are doing. I don't know. I didn't want to get into it.
Well, anyway. Did you hear us 3 weeks ago reporting that German officials and the military are given a quote clean vaccine, and now it's in Time magazine today? This just came out actually last night.
I listen to you like on a regular basis. I listen to you more than I listen to my wife sometimes. don't tell her I said that. But I've seen what you're talking about. It kind of irritates me. I tried to refuse the flu vaccine here. That's why I'm not giving out my information. And I had to write a letter on why I wanted to. So I wrote a letter. I printed documents from Dr. Tenpenny backing up my claims. And I got told, too bad, so sad, shut up and cover, or else we can take administrative action against you. Well, since I'm not ready to give up my livelihood yet, I don't really have a fallback plan. I decided to go ahead and take it. Then when I went to do it, I said, no, I ain't doing this. Claims egg allergy. So now I've postponed it. In the meantime, I've contracted a sinus infection, which this earlier in the broadcast, I heard you talking about how the first flu vaccination was actually going to make it, going to spread a sinus infection. Is that what you were saying?
Yes. Let me let you go and comment on this. I'm not the one saying this. The Mayo Clinic is one place to get it. It a month ago, the first several million doses of the live nasal H1N1 flu vaccine. They didn't put the injections out first. That started a week and a half ago. For the first 2.5-3 weeks, it was nasal. And on the box, it says live virus. And on the insert, it says, may give you the flu. It may breed in the sinus and then spread the flu. And then I had the Dallas County manager, the head of the Dallas County Health Department on, was that Monday? Yeah, I had him on Monday. And he admitted, he said, yes, it can spread it and does spread it. So just because people may not have believed the insert, I had a major health department head on from Dallas County, the head, on air to say, yes, but we still think it's good to do. Now, the 1918 flu, the 1976 flu, broke out on military bases after inoculations. You can also become an incubation chamber, a petri dish, with the injections, not just the nasal. And so that's why normally you see these huge breakouts on bases, is because they're giving people inoculations and then it's spreading it. And that's in the inserts. But I don't know if that's what happened to you. It's just incredible. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Kevin in Michigan. Kevin, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Yeah, I've watched Fall Public. That was really great. I want to go about this flu stuff. They're blowing it out of proportion. People are just getting coughs and stuff, and then they think they've got the swine flu. They've closed schools down, and you know, like it's only a couple cases. And
they've declared a federal emergency under UN control level 6. They tried to force New York health workers to take it. They refused. They had to stop that. So they're just threatening to fire them using color of law. What do you think of them trying to forcibly, not trying, New York Daily News, you name it, reporting they're forcibly injecting the kids against the parents' wishes, and some are going to the hospital?
I'm not happy about that at all, and I don't want it to happen to us, and I'm not getting it. And
well,
my
good,
kids
good,
aren't either.
Good. Good to hear from you, sir. But again, that's your decision you're making.
Yep.
And I've made my decision. My family's not getting it. Look, here's the issue. Use your brain. Every mainstream news article I've seen, and I've read hundreds, and I've read them on air, when they talk about deaths here in Austin, it will say in the paper, two children have died. And then it mentions one was on a ventilator, the other had holes in their heart and had been on, in the hospital for all of their 6 months of life. Almost everyone that's dying from it has diabetes, has had amputations, has had heart failure. They're very old or they're very young and they're sick. And then I see articles later, oh, this person didn't really die of the swine flu a week later. It was a false positive. We thought they did. The regular swine flu, and I had the head of the Dallas County Health Department on just so he would agree with me for listeners. I already knew all this. But I said, isn't it true that you're having one-fifth as many flu cases of H1N1 as you are the regular seasonal flu? Isn't it true it's very mild? And he said, yes, but it still can kill some people. But I said, wait a minute. Well, the regular flu can kill you. And then we have all these medical doctors on who say, get lots of sunshine, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin C, lots of sleep. Wash your hands. Oh, Google this. People won't believe it. The government of Canada, Toronto Star, the Mail, also the Associated Press, you have, search the term, you have twice the chance. Taking regular seasonal flu shot doubles chances of H1N1. That was the headline in one of the papers. Taking the regular seasonal shot that everybody ran out scared and got in the last 6 months of fear-mongering since April. 5.5 months, whatever it is. It doubled your chances of getting the regular flu, which is what Dr. Horowitz and Dr. Blaylock and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and all the other doctors said in April, in May, in June, in July, in August, in September. They all already had the CDC documents. They already knew that. And finally, top Canadian doctors that were moral in the government. There it is. Canadian study links swine flu shots. Swine flu raises concern abroad, prompt changes at home. Okay, that's News Radio 620 doing a blurb. It's Toronto Star, the Daily Mail. I mean, that's a good one, but I want them to see the headline. I want people, just go to Google, I want people to see the headline. Regular seasonal flu shot doubles chances of contracting H1N1. Doubles. But you can read the fine print in that article. In fact, that radio station article probably has a link to one of the mainstream ones. Anyway, see, I mean, that's the point. I could just go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. The Canadian government said, don't take the regular flu shot because of this. And then you tune into local radio or national radio or TV, they're saying it's all a conspiracy theory. We're going to take a few more phone calls from Dave, Chris, George, and Anita. Then I need to get into the White House enemies list we're on, the latest developments there. All right, I need to get to the other news and break down how the White House, the Federal Reserve, the establishment is coming after myself and many others, but especially yours truly, and what that means. It's actually a badge of honor and a great sign that we're having a huge impact, but I want to break that down. Also, I want to encourage listeners to get more involved in the info war, whether it's spreading the word about this radio show, whether you listen on AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, internet, the free podcast at Infowars.com, whether you get my films on DVD at the online video bookstore and make copies of them and give them to everyone you know and have viewing parties. I mean, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement really is their master plan from their own statements and documents. The eugenics, why they're putting poison in the water, why they put poison in the vaccines, how it's by design. This film is so important. My newest documentary, Fall of the Republic, the greatest film I've ever made. The highest production value, the most hardcore info on who the banking establishment is, the operation they're carrying out, how they engineered the implosion by design. That's now in McClatchy newspapers today. Hal Goldman secretly bet on the U.S. housing crash. Incredible. The point is, these films need to be seen. Infowars.com or call toll-free to order them. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And you know what? If you don't want to buy the DVD and watch it in high quality or see it online at PrisonPlanet.tv and get all the other benefits of PrisonPlanet.tv if you're a member, 15 cents a day, that's fine. We have links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or just Google the term Fall of the Republic. Go to YouTube, type it in. There's a bunch of director's channels, already several million views total, where you in a week and a half, where you can click and watch it in pretty decent quality for free. Fall of the Republic. In fact, later tonight or tomorrow, sit down for 2 hours, 24 minutes. Watch it. Go to followtherepublic.com. There's an online viewer's guide, a bibliography, where every document, every article, every video clip, every fact is posted there. See, that's what's different about this radio show, is we're fusing it with TV, we're fusing it with news articles, we're fusing it with video clips, where we prove everything we say. We give you the source and the documentation in triplicate on everything we say. And we show you how the establishment's lying to you and what their larger game plan is. And that's why the establishment is so scared of us right now. But they don't know how to respond. If they outright kill me, that'll underline and highlight everything I've ever said and done. So they want to demonize me. They want to lie about me. They want to destroy me. And it's not going to work. All right, I'm going to go quickly to your calls because I want to hear from you, but I also want to cover this news. Dave in Oklahoma City, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to preface my comments by saying that the Bible in Jeremiah 29:11 reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you." And I just think God has just prospered you by giving you this, stop it, son, giving you this radio program. My son wanted to talk to you. He's a big fan, 5 years old. My son, Alex, had the swine flu 2 months ago, and he's 5 years old. He beat it in 2 days, okay? And just a couple of weeks ago, his son sends home a form letter saying that they're going to work with the health department to do 2 rounds of swine flu vaccinations. And we've got him on the exemption form from the school. And it's just unbelievable the lengths that these people are going to.
What do you think of the reports, New York Daily News and others, that they're injecting children even when the parents say no, and then saying, oops, it was an accident, when it's clearly not an accident? And the schools have been caught lying and saying they didn't inject them until it gets proven.
Alex, it scares me to death. I mean, we put them on an exemption form for a reason, and I'm deliberating whether to keep them home while they're doing those things. But I will make a
well. The problem is the nasal vaccine they've been doing is what's spreading it, and they admit that. What's your son's name?
His name is Connor Kennel.
And I mean, do you want to put him on air for a second?
Yeah, Connor, do you want to say hi to Alex real quick? Okay, well, he's kind of chickening out now, but he is a big fan. He's been listening to the program. Just to verify what you said earlier about the flu vaccination, I've been giving my father-in-law all kinds of information from Dr. Tenpenny, from your site, about, you know, not getting the vaccinations, what they have in there. He went against, I don't know, what I encouraged him not to get, and just came home the other day with the flu. I mean, very, very, very sick.
Sir, I appreciate your call. I hear you. I'm going to jump to somebody else, but thank you, Dave. Look, my mother, UT Masters swimmer, ran triathlons up until around age 50 or so. She still swims. And they told everybody, it's probably a decade ago, oh, go get the seasonal flu shot here on the triathlon team. And she went and got it and was in bed for a month, and it almost killed her. I mean, it's not just the medical reports and the inserts from the vaccines that say it can do it to you. It hurt my mother. This is 2 + 2 = 4. This is not rocket science. And I've had all these medical doctors on who explain, when they give you one shot with the adjuvant mercury, that boosts your immune system, causes inflammation in all your major organs, including the brain. Then when you take another shot right after, it's even worse. I mean, they know what they're doing. Don't people understand that? The average doctor doesn't understand, but the establishment manufacturing, it does. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Question, an update on an article that you have on your site. Retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Carmen Reynolds, who's suing the state of Florida to stop mandatory vaccinations, quarantine treatment. She just, among other updates, she desperately still needs a Florida licensed attorney, but she just this past week went to a courtroom training session for courtroom personnel like judges, clerks, reporters, attorneys, secretaries, and they were using scare tactics like without a vaccination, if you don't get a vaccination, you will soon get the swine flu, and they did not mention adjuvants or side effects. My question is, have you read the article by out of the NB Gazette that I sent you? It talks about Marques Griswold as patient zero for H1N1, making this unscheduled trip as part of Obama's entourage down to Mexico April 16th, the day after.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to let you go. Yeah, there's some news articles saying that one of Obama's people may have carried the original virus. Who knows? And yes, I'm familiar with military personnel and others suing so they don't have to take it. New York nurses and doctors sued and beat it a week and a half ago. And so people are fighting back. Thank you, Chris. George in Texas. George, you're on the air.
Alex.
Good. Welcome.
I went and visited my son's school nurse because he caught the flu by natural. He didn't get the shot. My kids have exemptions. But I couldn't get the document, but I looked at it, and the school nurse was very she's very uneasy about the swine flu scare. But I looked at the document when they said when parents ask the school nurse questions, and she's getting a lot of them, she's supposed to say, well, you're the only one that has complained.
So let me stop you. Let me stop you. And I'm going to put you on hold for a moment because this is so important. I need listeners to send these to me. Now, we wrote an article Monday for PrisonPlanet.com that linked to the New York Times article where the New York Times bragged that for schools nationwide, they were chosen by the federal government to write the myths paper, handout, pamphlet. And we got that one. And it's linked, and it says it doesn't have mercury, it can't cause Guillain-Barré, it can't sterilize you, it can't give you autoimmune disorders. We've got that report, but I get call after call and email after email of parents telling me they're shooting their kids up and then lying and saying they didn't. That's now confirmed in a whole bunch of mainstream articles. We've gone over that. New York Daily News. In fact, get the Kentucky TV show ready. We've got a Kentucky local news where they gave it to the kid, even though he wasn't supposed to have it because he has asthma. And we're getting reports, and every time I get these reports, like we got reports they were shooting the kids up without the parents saying yes. And then later it was confirmed. We're getting reports, they have another sheet on how to lie to the parents and tell them you're the only one that's asking. You're a kook, and you're saying, I'm going to come back to you, but George has got to be the last person. I don't have time for Anita because I promised to get into this White House situation. In the final segment. Final segment right after this quick break. Please stay with us.
Has a lot of questions tonight after he says his son was given the H1N1 vaccination at school without his permission. The child got the vaccination from Montgomery County health officials at Camargo Elementary School. But his dad says the child has other health issues that make this vaccination potentially dangerous. Sherelle Roberts talked with the upset father and school officials for tonight's top story.
School officials say that it was a mix-up, a case of mistaken identity that
okay.
caused a seven-year-old student to receive...
That is one of countless TV reports you can watch on YouTube. I mean, I'm not even looking for these, and they're just everywhere as they forcibly inoculate people. And headline, public school nurses give swine flu vaccine to kids without parents okay, sends child to hospital. And they just list case after case in New York City of this. This is your lawless criminal government that's taking over society through the schools that's in the federal documents. They've been federalized. They're training them to do whatever they want, whenever they want, that they own your children. Now, briefly going back to George, and I'm sorry to other callers, that's all I have time for, but on the weekday show, I'll cover this more. We're going to have whistleblowers on tomorrow. George, finishing up. Now, what I got from what you said, but correct me if I'm wrong, is the school nurse was upset about this and wouldn't let you have it, but had a sheet that she was supposed to read to you saying you were the only concerned parent.
Well, she showed me, she leaked me a sheet telling me this is what we're supposed to act like. This is what we're supposed to do. And she showed me, said, I'm not going to give it to you, but I'll let you take a look at it.
Okay.
I took a look at it.
Where are you in Texas?
I'm in Ron Paul's district, Brazoria County.
Okay, so you're south of Austin.
Yes.
Okay, and what did the sheet say?
It just says when parents complain, just let them know. Just tell them that they're the only one that has complained, basically, even though she's got numerous complaints and questions. We're just supposed to, it's more like a psychological isolation technique.
Well, exactly. It's peer pressure. I hear talk show hosts on radio and TV say, just laugh at conspiracy theorists. And that's a talking point. I've seen it on Fox, CNN. There's a medical doctor has a syndicated radio show. I heard him today saying, just laugh at them. Let them know they're kooks. Laugh at them. See, here we are with the inserts, the documents, the proof. Their answer is to just laugh at us and isolate us using peer pressure. Sir, you got to go back to her and say, look, black it out, black out the names, whatever. Give me a copy of that. Don't be part of this lie. And whistleblowers, and we've been breaking all the other big news on this. We told you they were forcibly injecting kids a month ago. Now it's mainstream news. Send us documents to Aaron@Infowars.com or showtips@Infowars.com and get them to us. God bless you, sir. What else did that sheet say?
Well, that's basically what it said, what the main talking point was. And I told him I was a listener of your show, too, and she gave me a good nickname. So,
sir, I appreciate your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we have broken hundreds of national news stories, and we do it because we have listeners everywhere. And I'll tell you, 95% of the time, their info turns out to be accurate. I haven't confirmed what you just heard, but I already hear the talking points. You hear it. Notice how every newscast is saying the same thing. There's no proof. There's no mercury. And then you go get the insert. Go to Walgreens. Go to Save-On. Go to any of these. Go to Walmart and say, oh, can I have the actual insert? And they'll have a whole trash can full of them. Every time they give a shot, you know, they throw the little box and a little insert away. And they'll go, sure, here you go, here you go. Just say, thank you. Boom. Oh, can give me cancer, can sterilize me, has mercury in it, can cause Guillain-Barré syndrome, can cause autoimmune disorders. Oh. And then when you watch the news and they're saying it isn't true, you will be awake. Just like they said it was the law, you had to take the shot, now they're having to back off. They're a pack of liars. Okay, here at the closing of the radio broadcast today, tomorrow I'll spend a whole hour on this and then take calls of whistleblowers. And I'm going to get a bunch of medical doctors on again this week to track all the deaths and illnesses and autoimmune disorders and convulsions and seizures that are being caused by the vaccines and being admitted to be caused. The FDA admits all this. But it's never on national news, only on local news. We'll be covering that. 11 to 3 Central on the, and by the way, Jason Burmes is coming up. If it isn't on your local AM and FM, it'll be on the internet streams at Infowars.com for 3 hours in the same studio or at PrisonPlanet.tv. He's going to be covering the Copenhagen greenhouse gas emission treaty that calls for global government and global tax. That's coming up. But tomorrow, I wrote a bunch of notes today I wanted to go off of, so I really got my points across, but we're out of time, so I'm just going to do an abbreviated breakdown of this. We know we're on the White House enemies list. I was sent by the Army last year when we were protesting the Fed in Dallas. They sent me a leaked document. We posted it that Ron Paul, myself, and others are considered terrorists. We broke the MIAC and Homeland Security report that said that as well earlier this year. So I was sent those documents. I don't know by who in the Army. I called phone numbers on it. They confirmed that the Army is watching in the Fed protests. You just want to audit and abolish the Fed that we didn't have before 1913, the private Federal Reserve. And then later it was in the Baltimore Sun that indeed the Army is watching in the Fed people and Tea Parties. But myself particularly has been listed. That's high treason by the military. We are not the Soviet Union. I'm not a dangerous person. I don't commit any crimes. All I do is expose corruption. Okay? But they've got the Army illegally surveilling us. Then it came out in major newspapers that we covered here in the last month that I'm on the White House enemies list, number 24. Then Senator Lamar Alexander, a week and a half ago, took to the Senate floor and said, I've seen the enemies list. It's wrong. I worked for Nixon during the enemies list. This is wrong. This is dangerous. Don't do it. I then got a call Friday from a super high-powered reporter. And they said, I just want to tell you that this may be breaking in the next few months, but you are indeed on the enemy's list. And these people are very dangerous, and I'm sure you've noticed they're already coming after you. And I said, yes. And it's George Soros has a whole bunch of publications, Media Matters, a whole bunch. They're all. I'm being attacked by the New Republic, Can West. I'm being attacked by Salon. The Wall Street Journal sent one of their top reporters, Sarah McBride, here. It was definitely a hit piece, but I wasn't going to be a wimp. I had her here. And she kept looking around for people, for background, for bad stuff. There isn't anything. And she called me and she said, you were right. The top brass above the editor called me and said, just don't go with the story then. She kept trying to change it. But she did it. She said she was trying to do it fair so she wouldn't make stuff up about me. And but it was definitely, she was sent to do a hit piece. And the Wall Street Journal was going to do a front page on Alex Jones and just didn't do it because they know a fake hit piece will blow up in their face. These other, I mean, folks, I'm being attacked every day by mainstream media now. And I'm getting a lot of death threats. People call my wife up and say, hi, is Alex there? And she says, no, may I leave a message for him? Well, who's this? I'm his fiance. We're going to get married. My wife says, that's impossible. That's my husband. And the woman says, well, I'm pregnant. And then hangs the phone up. And by the way, no number comes up when they call. This is the type of stuff. You want to know the stuff I go through? Watch the movie The Insider with Russell Crowe and Al Pacino. It is no exaggeration, because I've been doing this longer, 20 times worse probably. I mean, I don't ever really talk about it or give it attention because it doesn't get to me other than the fact some days I don't have any energy or I'm tired. When I get a death threat or some type of dirty trick, I know I'm doing the right thing. It actually helps me. But I've been told that it's all going to intensify now. And so I wanted to prepare the listeners for whatever new lies they spew, whatever new fraud they put out. I got sent internal emails that I'm not at liberty to release a month ago from a major media outlet where they were ordered to attack me and I was leaked this. And it was a concerted fake grassroots attack against me on the internet. Folks, all I'm asking for is your support, and if we're going to have them come after us, then we might as well go 110%. You know, that's why they say sign your John Hancock. Everybody that signed the Declaration of Independence was a dead man if they didn't win. And a lot of them did get killed. Their families got killed. They lost their treasure. They lost their blood. Their names got destroyed. And John Hancock signed it big and bold, giant across the front. And that's what I'm doing. And that's why in Fall of the Republic, in the graphics, it's the Constitution and it's Alex Jones. I'm signing it. You know, I mean, I am signing it right now, my declaration against tyranny and dehumanization. I'm not looking for a fight with the New World Order. I'm not looking to be martyred. I'm not looking to be a tough guy. I'm just an average good old boy from Texas who learned about the world government, read the CFR documents, found out how they wanted to go after the Second Amendment and break up families and have year-round school and CPS take people's kids and force inoculations. And I made the commitment to fight them 14 years ago, and it's been devastating to the globalists. And we're now being attacked because we are having such an effect because we teach people how to empower themselves and to take action. I love you all. I want to thank you all. Pray for us. We're going to continue onward. Great job, crew. Back live tomorrow.